I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We have not been hearing a lot about the war in Afghanistan lately. The unrest in Libya and elsewhere may be to blame for that. But a milestone is approaching for the U.S. and Afghanistan. In July, the Pentagon is planning to start to withdraw some of the 100,000 American troops deployed there. At the same time, there's going to be a handoff of security duties in several parts of Afghanistan. The U.S.-led NATO force will transfer control to the Afghan government. This week, Afghan President Hamid Karzai announced the seven areas where this transfer will take place. One of the cities expected to be handed over is Lashkargah. That's the capital of Helmand province in the south. The area is considered a Taliban stronghold. The BBC's Quentin Somerville went there.
I'm standing in a stadium in the center of Lashkargah, and there are thousands of Afghan men and boys who've come to see a music concert. This is the second such concert that's been held here. And what's incredible about it is, as I look in, and we're expecting about 10,000 people here, lots of kids around me right now, when this concert starts, it will be protected not by NATO ISAF forces, but mainly by Afghan security.
The task facing the police can't be underestimated, says Colonel Dougie Graham, the commander of two Scots in Lashkargah.
Some of them are pretty unprofessional still. Some of them need a pretty strong directing hand in teaching them how to be better. But the way I look at it, we're 5 years into developing a police force, and in the UK we've had a professional police force for 150 years. You cannot build it overnight, but at the same time, you're right, they're not yet good enough.
In a place where women wear burqas and are seldom seen, there was one on stage, flashing her bare arms and without a headscarf. It was all a bit too much for the men watching. Hundreds surged forward, but with batons raised, the police kept them in check. Fazana Naz, the bare-armed performer, spoke to us afterwards.
My heart was telling me not to come here because I knew Helmand was a dangerous place. But now that I am here, I feel very happy. I feel secure. I ask those who think Helmand is dangerous to come here because security is much better now.
The concert would have been a prize target for the Taliban, but instead, as large bearded men danced and twirled in front of the stage, it became a celebration of confidence. NATO says the surge of extra troops, 30,000 from America, and a big jump in the number of recruits to the Afghan army and police has made the difference. But the war here is far from over, and after their customary winter lull, the Taliban are expected back in strength this summer. Just outside the city, the police, some in their first helicopter ride, are about to go back into Taliban territory. They're on the ground with A Company of two Scots.
As we continue on in this foot patrol, you can see that the two Afghan National Police, one of them doesn't have any socks in his boots, and the other one's wearing body armour without any of the plates, so it's pretty much useless. And this is one of the constant complaints of the soldiers and the policemen serving the Afghan security forces, that they just don't have the equipment to take on the Taliban properly.
Their commander, Ahmed, taunts the Taliban over a two-way radio. Come and have a go, he says, but today they don't. Afterwards, back at their base, he says his men need more support.
It's not possible to secure a country with the kinds of weapons we have now. We are also not demanding guns like the Americans and British, but we should have something to allow us to take the control of our areas. We need our own air force, helicopters and other modern weapons. That's essential.
We spent a couple of days at their checkpoint. As the day ended, while overlooking the road they're meant to be guarding, the men smoked hashish. Then the music and dancing began. It was wild and feverish. One policeman said the pressure of the job was almost unbearable.
There is fighting all over Afghanistan, but it is at its worst in Helmand. My friends at this checkpoint haven't seen their families in years. Their villages are controlled by Taliban. They would be killed if they went home.
they've sacrificed much. 3 policemen are killed every day, and for them it's only going to get worse. Some parts of this country are beginning to emerge from the chaos. The police here will be left to protect it. For now, they hardly seem ready to stand alone.
That's the BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting from Lashkar Gah in Afghanistan's Helmand province.